Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Our guest on Local Focus this morning, the lovely and incredibly talented Lindsay Simpson with LS Creative, number one, as heard right here on WTZQ. Thank you for so much of the great creative work and design, art design, and ad design you're doing for us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for letting me do it.
Now, today you're not, or this morning you're not wearing your design hat. We're wearing a different hat, aren't we?
That's right. That's right.
And by the way, we want to say welcome to Mr. B2, Brian B2 Bird. Good morning, sir.
Top of the morning.
Great to have you here with us as well. So, Lindsay, you are also the board president of Hands On Child's Gallery. You've been here before to promote that. We got something big coming up, right?
We do. We do.
Talk to us.
We are going to be having the first annual Wonder Gala on March 16th.
First annual Wonder Gala, the Hands-On Wonder Gala.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great event. We're going to have it at Point Lookout Vineyards.
The brand new place.
The brand new place, yeah. They have beautiful views there. It's a great venue.
Oh, like 360-degree views. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Yeah, yeah, and it's going to be a really fun event. I mean, not only are we going to have some special surprises, just because we are a children's museum, we got a working a little bit of science.
Sure.
We're also going to have dueling pianos. Daniel Sage is going to be doing those for us.
Oh,
and
wow.
And the star of the show is going to be that we're going to be unveiling the renderings for the new museum. So whoever's in attendance that night will be the first to see what the new museum's going to look like.
Wow. And we discussed that a little bit when you guys came in last year. And it's really, Brian, you use this terminology, changing the footprint of Main Street, downtown Hendersonville.
Yes, sir, it is. It's really going to add another destination for folks locally and regionally to come to a world-class children's museum.
Yeah, and this now you will really have street, you know, street front exposure now too, right?
Yeah, we will. It's gonna, I believe it almost doubles the footprint of exhibit space that we have right now.
So, wow.
I mean, you know, Hands-On is such an important part of our community, and I think it's great that we have that to be able to offer to the families that are here and the families that are coming. So it's gonna be even better now that, with the more space.
So speaking of that, we'll get back to more specifics about the Hands-On Wonder Gala that's coming up on March 6th. We'll do that in a moment, but just tell us, maybe there's some folks out there that have walked by, they've seen something about it, but maybe they don't know what Hands-On is. Tell us exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So Hands-On Children's Museum, you know, it's not a typical, children's museums are not the typical museum that you would think of in the sense. Hands-On is all about teaching children to learn through play. So all of our exhibits that are in there are hands-on, and the kids can learn all sorts of different things for science, literacy, about a lot of STEM education goes on in there. But sometimes they don't even really realize that they're learning things because they're so busy playing and having fun. Yeah.
So many times we get involved with a nonprofit for emotional reasons or something. So tell us, what is it that got you involved with Hands-On?
Oh, gosh. I have a son who's 6 and a half, and he is just, of course, the center of my world. So when we first moved here, the one thing I did was look for things to do with kids.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing I found was Hands-On, and so we go in there all the time. He says it's his favorite place to go. And I just knew the first time I walked in there, and I met Heather Bokey, was the founder of Hands-On.
Yeah.
And I met her and learned all about the mission and what she wanted to do. It just kind of, you know, it clicked. Like, this is my place. I want to be here. I want to help them.
Wow. And now you're helping make a big difference.
Yeah. It's a very exciting things are happening at Hands-On.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you need some help with this, and that thus the Hands-On Wonder Gala that
Correct.
Is coming up. All right. So it's coming up on March the 16th. There's some other different things that you're doing with this gala as well. Of course, we're talking about a children's museum. So you're looking for, you know, parents of young children to be involved in this, right?
That's right. That's right. I think sometimes, you know, people have a certain idea of what a gala is going to be.
Yes.
And our gala is going to be quite different since we are for a children's museum. So like I said, we'll do a little bit of science. We're going to have the dueling pianos. And also to make it a little bit easier for parents to come, Drop and Play off of Fleming Street is going to be offering free child care for all gala attendees. You do have to have a reservation so we don't pack her out. But,
sure.
Tori Fries has been kind enough to help us out with that and offer that as a great benefit to come.
That is true. tremendous. So often that's one of the issues. It's like, well, I'd love to be able to do this, but what do I do with?
Right.
Wow. Excellent. So that's Drop and Play. And we also wanted to mention that Advent Health is a big sponsor of this as well, too, right?
Yes. This event could not be going on without Advent Health. So we are so excited to have them as our presenting sponsor. They're a great supporter of Hands-On. They always have been. And we're hoping to continue to keep them a part of everything that we got going on.
Yeah.
Like I said, we wouldn't be able to have this event without them.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
I see what you did there.
You had to do it.
I'm so sorry.
You had to.
It's a Hands-On Wonder Gala, and it's coming up on March the 16th. We've got information on that on our Q-Tips webpage at WTZQ.com. But how can we get more information and find out how we can be a part of the Wonder Gala?
Yeah, you can get more information at wondergala.org, or you can call up the museum. Their phone number is 697-8333. So tickets can be purchased on wondergala.org or by calling up Hands-On.
Excellent. Let me ask you a technical question.
Sure.
With this new design coming, will the museum, and you may not know this yet, but will the museum be able to continue operating while that construction is happening, or will there be some downtime?
So I don't know that exactly just yet what the timeline will be. I actually haven't seen the renderings yet.
Uh-huh.
I know. So I'm getting...
And you're the board president.
Yeah. The anticipation is killing me. So hopefully once we get those in our hot hands, we'll be able to have more of a timeline developed for everyone and let them know.
Fantastic. But again, one of the many exciting things about the Hands-On Wonder Gala coming up is for the first time, those new plans will be unveiled.
And yes. The community played a part in this design.
Right.
They
had several meetings last year where they invited the community to come out and take part in what our Children's Museum is going to look like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Well, it's a great thing for the community. You're proof of that, Lindsay, by coming here and getting involved as quickly as possible. It's Hands-On Children's Gallery and, of course, Hands-On Wonder Gala coming up on March the 16th. You can go to wondergala.org to find out more information. You can also go to our Q-Tips page and find out more information or call the museum at 697-8333. Did I get all that?
You did.
Awesome. Lindsay, thank you so much again. We appreciate it. Let's send as many people as we can to the Hands-On Wonder Gala at Point Lookout. What a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. If you've not been there yet, this is a great opportunity. This is the first big event like this that they'll hold, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Way
so
to go.
We'll be the trial run, I suppose.
Way to go. Lindsay, again, and also, if there are folks out there that need some design work, ad design work, or logo work, how can they find out more about LS Creative?
You can go to lscreative.studio, or we did just get an office in the Federal Building on the corner of 4th and Church.
Nice.
So you can get a hold of me through my website, and we can set up an appointment. You can come by and see me.
Fantastic. Or give us a call here and we'll make sure to get you connected.
You need her.
Yes. You need her. Lindsay, thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Once again, that's Lindsay Simpson with LS Creative, but also board president of Hands-On Children's Gallery. Find out more about the Wonder Gala. Go to wondergala.org. Again, a big thanks to Advent Health and to Drop and Play Daycare for providing the daycare for this as well. Or call 697-8333 or go to WTZQ.com and look under Q-Tips.